the brevity of our life, how brief life is on planet Earth. Right now we happen to live in a time when the new rage is, I forgot all the names for it, but turning the clock back and live longer and all of this kind of thing, and everybody's coming out with, you know, this will extend your life, this will cause your body to do this. And you look at it in dealing with the physiology of the body, there are certain things that certainly make sense. And if everything is as we see it in Scripture, we know in the millennium they're going to live 1,000 years. That's not too impressive if you happen to be a parent and think about it, your kid will be 500 years old and still be a kid living at home. I think if I knew I was in the millennium, I'd just say, "Hun, we're not having children." That's all there is to it, because they are going to be around forever. And and we know that in times gone by that they lived 200, 300 years. So, you know, whatever God is doing, not doing, what's going to happen with all of this. But be that as it may, life is still very, very brief. But just to blow with this thing, let's see the content. The context of where the 2 Corinthians 5:7 fits in. As I told you, 2 Corinthians is probably considered by those people who do this kind of thing the most difficult of all of the books of the New Testament to outline. It just doesn't follow anything. Paul's just talking, and oh, by the way, and boom, there he goes. Oh, and yeah, boom, there he goes. Very personal. But look at chapter 5, verse 1, for we know that the earthly tent, okay, that's our body. Unfortunately, some of us, our bodies look like a tent. But our earthly tent, which is our house, for we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, that's our house for our soul, for the real us, is torn down, physical death, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, resurrected body as it were. For indeed, in this house, the one that we live in, bodies that we carry around, we groan. Now, some of you young people, Leslie and Jerry and Rick, Terry, y'all don't know what that means. But one day you'll wake up groaning, and then you'll know. But we groan. Okay. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. I think that's one of the wonderful things that God does with old age. You know, when your body's healthy, young, as it were, you know, yeah, I'm ready to go home, but then again, I'm not, because I still have vitality and energy, and I still want to